This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. What is the purpose of the Bible? The Bible, of course, is God's Word. God is the Creator. We read in Psalm 100, verse 3, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, not we ourselves." The Bible is the will of God. And the Bible reveals the will of God to man. Its purpose is to give mankind instructions that are needed to fulfill man's design and mission while in this world. Needless to say, the majority of people neglect the Bible. They choose to go their own way. The Bible, however, makes it plain that man does not have the right nor ability to choose his own way. We read in Proverbs 14:12, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Jeremiah recorded in chapter 10 and verse 23 of his book, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." So what is the purpose of the Bible? Well, one purpose of the Bible is to reveal sin to all of mankind. Sin is a transgression or a violation of God's will. We read in 1 John 3 and verse 4, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." Paul said, "I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet." We read that in Romans 7 in verse 7. What sin is and what it is not determined by what I think about it or you think about it or anyone else. I know a lot of people act as if that's the case, but that is not so. The Bible is God's law, and it sets forth those things that make sin constitute sin. There are many things, the Bible says, that are wrong, that are sin, that are a violation of His will. We have a short and small sampling of that in Galatians chapter 5 in verses 19 to 21. And there we read that adultery and fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations and wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and then the Lord adds, and such like. That is, here's only a small sampling. Anything else that would remotely fit into these categories, he said, is a sin, a violation of God's Word. The consequences of sin are likewise plainly stated in the Bible. Sin separates from God. Isaiah 59:2 says, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear." Once one is separated from God, that brings eternal damnation in hell. When you live out your life and die, never having received forgiveness of your sins, you're going to burn in a devil's hell forever and ever. That's true of you, that's true of me or anyone else. When we sin and do not receive forgiveness of that sin will condemn us and we'll burn forever. We read in Galatians 5 and verse 21 that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible also plainly reveals that no man or no woman is exempt from sin. There is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3 and verse 10. Verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That includes me and that includes you. So the question is, what will you do with the knowledge of your sin? Will you turn to God in faithful, humble obedience, doing His will that you might have forgiveness of sins? I hope that's the case. Another purpose of the Bible is to reveal to men how to escape the penalty of our sins. 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. God gave us the Bible. He gave us the Bible because He loves us. He gave us the Bible that we might know how to receive forgiveness of sins. He didn't have to tell us about forgiveness. He didn't have to devise the plan and tell us about forgiveness or whereby we might obtain forgiveness, but He did. God's plan of forgiveness requires blood. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22, we read, "Without the shedding of blood is no remission." We read in John chapter 11, verses 50 to 52, that one had to die. but not just any death, not just the shedding of any blood would do. We read in Hebrews 10 and verse 4 that it's not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin. In speaking of Jesus the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, we read, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Hebrews 9 and verse 12. "Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree." Here the tree means the cross. "He bore in His own body our sins, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you're healed." 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. We read in Revelation 1:5, "From Jesus Christ, who washed us from our sins in His own blood." Friend, Jesus laid down His life for our sins. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2 and verse 2. The word propitiation means that He is our atonement, that through His blood God's wrath was appeased or satisfied. It's through faith in His shed blood that men obtain forgiveness. Romans chapter 3, verse 25 and 26 tells us that. However, many stop at the point of faith only and claim forgiveness. But faith only brings damnation, not salvation. Faith only is dead and barren. Even the devil believes and trembles, shudders at the fact of the power and mighty hand of God, but he does not respond favorably in obedience to God. Saving faith is a faith that obeys. It obeys the works that God would have us perform. Salvation comes to those who obey. We read that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7 and verse 21. If you want to contact the Lord's saving blood, then you must obey the Lord's will. You have to perform the works that God has commanded you. Jesus is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9. Not just those who believe Him, but those who obey Him. The question is, are you obeying Him, or do you just believe in Him? Belief without works is dead, James 2, verse 17. And you'll never contact the blood by faith only. You'll die in your sins if all you do is believe. The work the Lord commands you is to believe, John chapter 8 and verse 24, "For unless ye believe that I'm He, ye shall die in your sins." The work the Lord commands us to do is to repent of our sins. God commands all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17 and verse 30. The work God commands us to do is confess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts chapter 8 and verse 37. The work the Lord commands us to do is to be baptized, immersed into water for the forgiveness of our sins. Saul of Tarsus was told, "Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins." Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. The work the Lord has for us to do is to be faithful, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. So what is the purpose of the Bible? Well, one thing is to reveal sin unto each and every one of us, our own sin, and it tells us that sin separates from God. But another great and grand and glorious purpose of the Bible is how to escape the penalty of our sin. That's through faith and obedience to the gospel plan of salvation.
This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.